Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, on this All Saints Sunday in the year of our Lord 2022, as we transition from daylight saving time to standard time, I'd like to begin by asking you to imagine with me the whole world, that continuous cycle that we have come to understand as 24-hour periods of time that make up a full day, and how those days turn into weeks, followed by months and years and decades and millennia. Imagine that while most of us were fast asleep, the sun had already begun to rise in the east, and the faithful saints and sinners in faraway places were already gathering to worship our God who created the heavens and the earth, who became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth, our God who came upon the disciples at Pentecost and set the Spirit loose in the world, our God in whom we have now gathered together to worship and to give God our thanks and praise. Now imagine, if you will, all those Christians all around the world having already gathered or are in the midst of gathering or will soon be gathering in places much like this sanctuary or in house churches or storefronts in strip malls or by flowing waters or perhaps in pitched tents on desert hillsides. Our siblings in Christ in the Southwest and the Midwest here in the U.S. are perhaps already winding down their worship for this morning, and some on the East Coast are already making their way home. Imagine those across the Atlantic Ocean, that wide body of water, moving on with their day as they continue throughout this first day of the All Saints Sunday. Imagine them moving along on their day or perhaps sitting down for an evening meal. And then at this moment, imagine parents in Ukraine and Russia who may be putting their kids to bed with a kiss and a prayer for peace. My point is that we are continuously surrounded by all the living, breathing saints and sinners all around the world, as well as those who have gone before us in faith throughout all times and in all places. Meanwhile, we are also surrounded by the living, breathing saints and sinners who are present with us here this morning, here and now, in this place, at this time. And through the gift of technology, that includes those of you who are worshiping with us from home. In his commentary on Luke, New Testament scholar and seminary professor emeritus David Teedy writes, "All Saints' Day is a witness to God's way of blessing the world, not simply reinforcing the entitlement of the privileged to the way things are, but revealing God's justice fulfilled in mercy." Teedy goes on to write, "The first miracle of All Saints' Day is about God, whose holy reign is still at work in the lives and likes of us. And the second miracle of All Saints' Day is about us and how our lives are transformed. We forgiven sinners are called and sent to be ordinary saints in God's world, enacting God's love and justice." End of quote. To put it another way, empowered by the Holy Spirit, ordinary saints and sinners like you and me, and who I might add are what but one small part of Christ's body, the church, are called to do extraordinary things. Things that will make for justice and peace for the sake of this world God so loves. Things like feeding the hungry, tending the sick, comforting the bereaved, caring for God's creation, and striving together for peace and justice in all the earth. Here at Central, we are a community of saints and sinners who, as our mission statement asserts, are seeking to be the hands and the feet of Jesus by loving God and one another, by nurturing faithful living, by serving those in need, and by sharing the gospel. There's one more thing about All Saints Sunday that I'd like you to think about this morning. At the text study earlier this week, I was struck by a comment Pastor Steve Dow made, pastor of Bethesda, our sister congregation. As we gathered around the table, shared traditions of our respective faith communities around All Saints Sunday, Pastor Steve shared with us that on All Saints Sunday, he likes to remind his congregation that it's going to be a lot more crowded at the altar this morning. It struck a chord with me because that's true for us as well. It's going to be a lot more crowded at the altar today. In just a few moments, we'll remember the saints from Central who have died since last All Saints Day. And before the final bell tolls, we'll pause so that you can remember the loved ones in your lives, either aloud or silently in your hearts. You can hold those loved ones, not just from the past year, but from your entire lifetimes. Name those aloud or hold those in your heart. And then we will hear the final bell toll. Afterwards, as we do each Sunday, we'll remember the night Jesus was betrayed, the night in which he shared a meal with his faithful followers, his first disciples. And at that meal, Jesus said to his friends, "This is my body given for you, and this is my blood poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So today, rather than the continuous communion that we've shared in many recent weeks and months, you will once again be invited to come to the altar rail and to receive the sacrament. And it should feel a little crowded, because just as we do whenever we share this meal together, we'll be gathering with the whole host of heaven and the communion of saints, past, present, and even future. As you partake of this meal today, I'd like to encourage you to imagine, to picture all those saints in your life who now rest from their labors. Imagine them kneeling or standing or sitting beside you. Remember, too, the beloved from our congregation who have received the final commendation as sheep of God's fold, lambs of God's flock, sinners of Christ's own redeeming. Remember the promises that God made to each of these beloved saints in the waters of baptism, how they were drowned with Christ in his death and raised up with Christ in his resurrection. And having received the fullness of God's promise, they have been received into the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into God's mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all the saints in light. Finally, on this All Saints Sunday, remember that you are surrounded by the saints in light, that great cloud of witnesses from age to age who join with us in the Holy Communion, and who with us, the living saints all around the world, are joined together into the mystical body of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has been victorious and raised from death once for all, so that all who are saints and sinners might live a brand new life. All praise and honor and glory be to God, who was, who is, and who always shall be, forever and ever and ever. and ever, amen.